Good afternoon. Most of the steadiest rain is pushing north and east through central and northern New England late today as a disturbance along the eastern seaboard tracks toward, through, and then north and east of Cape Cod. At the same time, an upper-level trough is pivoting through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, producing another area of rain in central and western New York. So in most of interior New York and New England, we'll have a dry late afternoon and evening with cloudy skies, though, and cool temperatures, mainly in the lower to mid-60s. As that trough pivots into the region overnight tonight, we'll continue with the chance of scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder with the energy associated with it as lows drop back into the lower 50s. And the same trough will pivot through during the day on Friday, keeping it partly sunny, breezy, and cool, with a few scattered passing showers, especially across the higher terrain and temperatures in the middle and upper 60s. As we get into the day on Saturday, it looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds bouncing back into the middle and upper 70s before the active weather pattern brings another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in on Sunday and Monday. Temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 70s, and as we dry it out on Tuesday and Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds staying in the 70s. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon in New York City, mostly cloudy with a few passing showers in the 60s. In Boston, showers and perhaps a burst of rain in the lower to mid 60s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid 60s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy skies with a few passing showers late this afternoon and into the night tonight, perhaps a rumble of thunder with temperatures dropping back into the 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool in the mid-60s with a few passing showers, especially in the mountains tomorrow. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm late this afternoon and into the night tonight. Temperatures sliding back through the 60s and into the 50s. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool on Friday with a few passing showers and perhaps a thunderstorm. High temperatures in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers possible late this afternoon and through the evening, temperatures holding in the upper 50s and lower 60s, then going back to the lower 50s with a few scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool on Friday with a few passing showers, a rumble of thunder in the middle 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, a few scattered showers left over today and into the evening hours, maybe a rumble of thunder overnight tonight with temperatures dropping back into the lower 50s. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool on Friday, a few scattered passing showers in the middle and upper 60s. Region-wide for Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, middle and upper 70s. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday and Monday, otherwise partly sunny, middle to upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds both Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs both days in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.